Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. Today, I have two absolutely beautiful poems for you, titled Taking Baby Steps and I Too Was a Child, written by Jayashree Pillai Ma'am. She's a wonderful poet. Her words flow like a gentle brook, serenading and soothing. Jaya Ma'am, as we fondly call her, is a teacher by profession, but she believes that she's more of a learner, and that learning never stops. Writing is a passion for her. She says it's a response to a call from her soul. It gives her a sense of catharsis amidst the chaos that life dishes out. Whenever time permits, she weaves words into poetry or a tale, and during those moments, she finds herself transported into a different world. Apart from that, she enjoys listening to music, cooking, learning new things, meditating, traveling, watching light-hearted comedies, and reading anything that catches her fancy. Jaya Ma'am is a published writer and poet. Her poems and stories have been published in Melodies of Spring and Written on the Stars by Starwords, Hawk's Nest, Hawk's Flight, and Rewind by Artoons and Room 9 Publications, Indian Summer in Verses by Plethora, Route 13, Highway to Hell by The Hive, Arising from the Dust by The Archaic House, and in Chrysanthemum Chronicles. Also, her poem on Nepal is part of the Asian Literary Society's anthology, A Kaleidoscope of Asia. Link to some of those books will be in the show notes, and so will be the links to her blog and Instagram. She hopes to have a website and an author page on Facebook soon. So here is Taking Baby Steps, written by Jayashree Pillai Ma'am. A leap perhaps would have soaked each moment in that race with a thrill that cuts through the ordinary to etch a golden moment of ecstasy. And yet, I knew that a leap would never do. I needed to fumble along the broken pathways, taking baby steps, losing and winning and losing yet again, till the stars came within reach. I just love this poem. I feel it's so me. It's all about being honest to the process. There are no shortcuts in life. I am not sure what this fast-paced Gen X, Y, or Z, you know, if they will agree with this or not. They always seem to be in a hurry. But to me, it felt as if it was describing me. And that's why I chose this poem. And now let's move on to the next poem, which is titled, I Too Was a Child. This poem is about a person who leads a murky life, maybe even an evil one. But no one is ever born evil, right? The speaker is speaking to someone and says that hopefully one day he or she will be able to take the listener into the past and show them glimpses of it. The speaker appears cruel to the world today, but beneath that, there are remnants of a sweet childhood, but the circumstances have made him or her what they are today. So here is I Too Was a Child by Jayashree Pillai Ma'am. And really, I urge you to close your eyes and listen to these words. Of late, I have been painting pictures in the air. and framing them in little cases that have sprouted from memories rooted in time. I have smeared some dust across the white spaces and let my half-broken brushes fill them with colors that I have managed to store away. The sound of silver trinkets wrapped around a mother's heart echo faintly as I paint little feet running across the wooden floors into her warm embrace. I wish I could paint the lullabies too. One day, I shall take you along those little lanes where my shadows live. I shall rewind those reels and play them for you. Perhaps then, you will learn that cruelty too has sweet origins. Beneath the murky clouds that grip me today, I too was a child. There is something very evocative about this poem, right? The poem feels black and gray, but there is color in it, and it seems to push the gray aside to come to the fore. It's steeped in nostalgic regret and yet desirous of contentment. It talks about evil and yet the goodness pushes through. Now tell me, as promised, weren't these two absolutely beautiful poems? I can see you nodding your head. And with that, let's move on to the one question section. Now, last week I had asked you, what's the name of Rani's father-in-law? From the story, Much Ado About a Burp by Kaberi Mukherjee. The right answer is Ramprasad. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudhaji. Thank you, Vasudhaji. And now let us move on to the one question for this week. What else is it that the speaker wishes he or she could paint to? Now, sending in your answers is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram or email your answer to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And guys, with that, we come to the last episode of this year. We will be taking a short break and we will see you on the other side of the new year. Here's wishing you and your family Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Do join me on 7th of January when we will be back with another wonderful story. And now, finally, we come to the end of this episode. Do subscribe to my website, www.shwetasbasket.com, so that you're always up to date with what's new in the basket. And stories and poems are not the only things. You will find book, movie and restaurant reviews in the basket too. And if you enjoyed this episode, then follow or like the podcast, share our episode on your timeline and tag us, and recommend us to your friends. Help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 18 different platforms like Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Gaana, JioSaavn and others. We're also on YouTube. For the complete list, check out the show notes. And if you want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook and Instagram, and my handle is Shweta's Basket. And guys, in this day and age, it's a good idea to have a website. So if you're thinking of having one, then listen on, because having a good-looking and professional website is just a click away. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress, or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The geeks will help you, and you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very competently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.